Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We just sung Bhajahure Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charan Aravindare. Very suitable for Shravan Kirtan Camp.
Právě jsme zpívali Bhajahure Mana, což je velice vhodné pro Shravan Kirtan Camp.
Is that properly situated, that mic? Is that best for you? Looks to be a bit... not. No, it looks like you're going to eat it. In this short kirtan, we have the whole situation of material existence.
V tomto krátkém kirtanu máme celou situaci v hmotném vesmíru.
And the solution.
A řešení.
The solution is to have our stupid mind worship the lotus feet of Nanda Nandana.
Tím řešením je nechat naši hloupou mysl uctívat lotosové nohy Shri Nandi Nandany.
Shri Nanda Nandana, Nanda Nandana means Krishna in Vrindavan, and Shri indicates he is with Radha.
Nanda Nandana znamená Krishna ve Vrindavanu a Shri znamená, že je s Radhou.
Abhaya Charan Aravindare, the lotus feet of Krishna, are the abode of fearlessness.
Abhaya Charan Aravindare jsou lotosové nohy Kršny, útočiště beze strachu.
Which indicates that the whole material existence is full of fear.
Což naznačuje, že celá hmotná existence je plná strachu.
Suffering in so many ways.
Utrpení tolika různými způsoby.
Fear.
Strach.
If we're not suffering, we're fearing that we're going to suffer something more.
Pokud zrovna netrpíme, tak se bojíme, že budeme trpět něčím více.
Now is the opportunity to do so. To worship Krishna.
A teď je ta příležitost tak dělat, uctívat Kršnu.
It's very rare to have human birth.
Je velice vzácné mít lidské zrození.
And even more rare to have the association of devotees.
A ještě vzácnější je mít společnost oddaných.
By which we can cross over the ocean of repeated birth and death.
Díky které můžeme překonat oceán zrození a smrti.
So that's what we're doing in the Shravan Kirtan Camp. We're associating with devotees. Most auspicious thing to do.
To je to, co děláme na Shravan Kirtan Campu. Združujeme se s oddanými a to je ta nejpříznivější věc, kterou můžeme dělat.
Otherwise, this material world is characterized by so much distress.
Jinak tento hmotný svět je charakterizován tolika rozrušeními.
Excessive cold, excessive heat.
Příliš velká zima nebo příliš velké horko.
You might think, yeah, well, we have heating and air conditioning. Heating for the winter, air conditioning for the summer.
Můžeme si myslet, ano, my máme topení anebo klimatizaci, topení na zimu a klimatizaci na léto.
Not at Navagokula.
Ale ne na Navagokule.
So it's better in the material life, isn't it? At least you get heating in the winter and air conditioning. I think air conditioning is not so very common, not in the villages here. I don't see air conditioners any all along the road. Not so common.
To je lepší mít materialistický život, kde můžete mít klimatizaci a topení.
But then, as you read this morning.
Ale tak, jak jsme četli dnes ráno, jak jste četli dnes ráno.
Nayang deho deha bhajang riloke kashtan kaman arhate vidbujam ye. Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shudyat yasmad brahma sokyam tvanantam. Can you give the translation?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll say it in English. Having attained the human form of life, it is not fitting to pursue sense gratification, take on the troublesome activities required for sense gratification, which is the business of hogs and dogs, stool eaters.
Když už jsme získali lidské tělo, které není vhodné pro smyslový požitek, což je zaměstnáním prasat, které jedí výkaly.
Rather one should engage in divine austerity.
Spíše by se člověk měl zaměstnat vznešeným odříkáním.
By which one's existence can be purified.
Díky čemuž existence člověka může být očištěna.
And one can become eligible for actual happiness, spiritual unlimited happiness.
A může se stát vhodným pro duchovní neomezené štěstí.
Otherwise in material existence it's shita, atapa, vata, varisha. Day and night we are harassed in different ways, sometimes excessive cold, sometimes excessive heat.
Jinak v hmotném světě jsme od rána do večera a v noci vyrušováni nějakými hmotnými nepříjemnostmi, buď je to velká zima nebo velké teplo.
Sometimes hurricanes and cyclones.
Občas přijdou hurikány a cyklony.
You don't get that much here.
Až zas tolik tady nejsou.
Floods. Záplavy. You have floods, yeah.
Občas máte záplavy.
Excessive rain. Looks like you're having a drought here. Is that right?
Dá se, že tu máte trošku vyschlo
teď. Like a drought condition here. Vata varishana aidinaja. In this way we're harassed in so many ways and full of anxiety and we can't even sleep at night. These are typical symptoms of material life.
A tímto způsobem jsme vyrušováni, takže se pořádně v noci ani nemůžeme vyspat. A to jsou typické příznaky hmotného světa.
Then we spend our days working very hard.
A potom trávíme své dny velice tvrdou prací.
Serving someone, some rascal person who doesn't care for us at all.
Sloužíme nějakému darebákovi, který se o nás vůbec nezajímá.
Just so we can get a little sense gratification. This is material life.
Jenom abychom získali trošku smyslového požitku, a to je hmotný život.
The poet Govinda Das goes on to say, what is this getting money and having a youthful, healthy body and thinking this is something wonderful.
Ten poet Govinda Das pokračuje dál. K čemu to je tohle všechno? Mít peníze a mít zdravé tělo? Na co to je dobrý?
Expanding society, friendship and love.
Rozšiřovat tu společnost, přátelství a lásku.
We can't depend on all of these. These are asat sainya. These are fallible soldiers.
My nemůžeme záviset na těchto. To jsou nespolehliví vojáci.
Life is like a drop of water on a lotus leaf, which is destined to fall down very soon.
Život je jako kapka na listu, která je odsouzena k tomu, že velice brzy spadne, sklouzne dolů.
Therefore we should worship Hari, Krishna.
A proto bychom měli uctívat Hariho, Kršnu.
By hearing about Krishna,
nasloucháním o Kršnovi,
chanting about Krishna,
zpíváním o Kršnovi,
remembering Krishna,
vzpomínáním na Kršnu,
praying to Krishna, offering prayers to Krishna,
modlením se ke Kršnovi,
worshiping Krishna,
uctíváním Kršny,
identifying as Krishna's servant, as his friend,
identifikovat se jako Kršnův služebník, jako jeho přítel.
That is what this Shravan Kirtan camp is meant for.
To je, z jakého důvodu my děláme tyto Shravan Kirtan campy.
That's what this project is meant for.
A to je, proč je tady tento projekt.
The purpose of the project is not growing vegetables per se.
Tak cílem tohoto projektu není jenom pěstovat zeleninu.
But the main purpose is to grow our bhakti lata. Our creeper of devotion.
Ale hlavním cílem je vypěstovat naši bhakti latu, naši rostlinku oddanosti.
And that we do by growing vegetables and offering them to Krishna, among other things.
A to děláme tím, že pěstujeme zeleninu a nabízíme ji Kršnovi, kromě dalších věcí.
It's all part of Krishna's plan for our purification.
Je to všechno součástí Kršnova plánu pro naše očištění.
This camp, this project, the whole Krishna consciousness movement is meant for purification.
Tento camp, tento projekt, celé hnutí je určeno pro očištění.
It's a very pleasing process.
Je to velice blažený proces.
Simply chanting Hare Krishna and growing vegetables and other things.
Jednoduše zpívat Hare Krishna a pěstovat zeleninu a další věci.
And informing others by giving Srila Prabhupada's books.
A informovat ostatní tím, že jim dáváme knihy Srily Prabhupády.
One advantage of living in this project, which you may not think about so much.
Jedna výhoda toho, když žijeme v tomto projektu, o které nemusíme zase tak moc přemýšlet.
That we're all together with the same purpose. We're all friends.
Že my jsme tady všichni dohromady se stejným cílem a všichni jsme kamarádi.
Most people in the world today, they live among people they don't know, or if they do know, they wish they didn't know them.
Většina lidí v dnešním světě žije mezi lidmi, které neznají, a když je znají, tak by si přáli, aby je neznali.
Maybe less so in the Czech Republic, but I'm informed by a certain friend of mine who lived many years in Sweden that in Sweden people they live next to each other, but they don't even know each other's names. They may live next to each other for years and they never talk to each other. Actually, when I was growing up in England, it was like that also. We didn't know the names of the people. We never spoke nothing.
A možná, že ne až tolik tady v České republice, ale jeden můj přítel, který žil dlouho ve Švédsku, tak mi říkal, že tam lidé žijou vedle sebe a můžou vedle sebe žít i několik let a vůbec se neznají ani jménem. A to stejné se děje i v Anglii.
Other people are a nuisance.
Ostatní lidé jsou nesmysl.
Unless they can serve my purposes, they're a nuisance, which I wish they didn't exist.
Pokud neslouží mému účelu, tak radši, aby vůbec neexistovali.
What is a friend?
Co je přítel?
You all know what friends are, right? Facebook. Facebook friends.
Víte, co přátelé jsou, ne? Přátelé na Facebooku.
People they don't even know what it is to have friendship.
Lidé oni ani nevědí, co to znamená mít přátelství.
Real friendship means we all serve Krishna together. That is our central point.
Skutečné přátelství znamená, my společně sloužíme Kršnovi, to je ten ústřední bod.
We all hear and chant about and serve Krishna together.
My všichni nasloucháme, zpíváme a sloužíme Kršnovi společně.
And children growing up together.
A děti oni rostou společně.
As friends.
Jako kamarádi.
We want to nurture that.
A to chceme podpořit.
Friendship is very important. It's an aspect of the spiritual world.
Kamarádství je velice důležité, je to součást duchovního světa.
The impersonalists are so fed up with this with people that they want to become a non-person.
Impersonalisté jsou tak naštvaní na lidi, že se chtějí stát neosobou.
That's what impersonalism means. You become a non-person.
To je, co znamená impersonalismus, stát se neosobou.
And Krishna consciousness is just the opposite.
A Krishna vědomí je přesný opak.
Krishna has how many friends?
Krishna má kolik přátel?
He's Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. He's the friend of every living being.
On je Suhridam Sarvabhutanam, on je přítelem všech živých bytostí.
We can't even imagine how many living beings there are.
My si nedokážeme ani představit, kolik živých bytostí existuje.
And Krishna is the friend of every one of them.
A Krishna je přítelem každé z nich.
It's just the opposite of impersonalism.
To je přesný opak impersonalismu.
Instead of seeing other people are so horrible, I don't want anything to do with them. Krishna sees. Translate that.
Místo toho vidět, ostatní lidé jsou tak hrozní, já je nechci ani vidět.
Krishna, he sees all of us in the material world and we are horrible, but he looks beyond that and sees that we are ultimately his friends.
Krishna vidí, že v tomhle hmotném světě my jsme opravdu strašní, ale vidí ještě za to a vidí, že z konečného hlediska jsme všichni jeho přátelé.
And he's so anxious to revive the friendship that he comes personally.
A on je tak dychtivý, aby obnovil to přátelství a proto přichází osobně.
to invite us to join his farm community.
Aby nás pozval, aby jsme se přidali na jeho farmářské komunity.
Krishna has a farm community.
Krishna má farmářské komunity.
So it's natural for everyone to have friends.
Takže to je přirozené pro každého, aby měl kamarády.
To be friendless. That's if you say someone he's doesn't have any friends, it sounds like something very horrible.
Být bez přátel, pokud o někom řekneme, že on nemá žádné přátele, tak to je něco strašného.
But so many people now they go through life without any friends, loveless life.
Ale tolik lidí dneska prochází životem bez jakýchkoliv přátel, úplně plné životy bez lásky.
Then they become what, a psychopath or depressed.
Pak se stávají psychopaty nebo jsou v depresi.
People become depressed because they don't feel the love which we all need.
Lidé cítí depresi, protože necítí lásku, kterou všichni potřebujeme.
Friendship, love is the a natural situation.
Přátelství, láska, to je přirozená situace.
Of course, love is a common word, and especially all these new age people, they talk of love just like it's something floating in the air.
Láska, no tak to je běžné slovo, jako ti new age lidé, tak oni říkají láska, láska, jak kdyby to bylo něco, co lítá ve vzduchu.
But love means, actual love means centered on Krishna.
Ale láska, skutečná láska znamená zaměřená na Kršnu.
Love and friendship originates in Krishna.
Láska a přátelství mají původ v Kršnovi.
He's the supreme controller. As God, he's the supreme controller.
On je svrchovaným kontrolorem, jako Bůh je svrchovaný kontrolor.
But especially in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sampradaya, we are introduced to Krishna as the supreme loving person, the supreme friend.
Ale obzvláště v sampradaji Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tak je nám představen Krishna jako svrchovaný milující přítel.
Krishna has so many friends in Vrindavan.
Krishna má tolik přátel ve Vrindavanu.
They're mostly cowherd boys.
A většinou to jsou pasáčkové krav.
But one of his very close friends isn't a cowherd boy. Who's that?
Ale jeden z jeho blízkých přítel není pasáček. Kdo to je ve Vrindavanu?
Madhu Mangal. He's a brahmana.
Madhu Mangal, on je brahmana.
He blesses Krishna.
On žehná Kršnovi.
And make sure that there are no ladus left over.
A zajišťuje, aby nezbylo žádné ladu.
Chole bole ladu ka Sri Madhu Mangal. By any means, his main business in life is joking and eating ladus.
Za jakýchkoliv podmínek, jeho hlavní business v životě je vtipkovat a aby nezbylo žádné ladu.
So, so many cowherd boys are there.
Takže tolik pasáčků krav je tam.
Big lists, big long names. They're the principal cowherd boys.
Tady bychom měli hodně dlouhý seznam toho, kdo jsou hlavní pasáčci krav.
You know some of them: Dama, Sudama, Subal, Sridama. Arjuna is a cowherd boy.
Některé z nich známe. I Arjuna je pasáček krav.
You don't need to know. Yaksha is a cowherd boy.
Yaksha.
Where's
je pasáček
Yaksha
krav.
Das is here. Where is he? I saw.
Yaksha.
There he is. He's a cowherd boy. There's so many cowherd boys.
Tam je tolik pasáčků.
Friendship is a very important thing to Krishna.
Přátelství je velice důležité pro Kršnu.
He tells Arjuna, "Bhakto sime sakha cheti, you are my devotee, and you're my friend also."
Kršna říká Arjunovi, "Bhakto sime sakha cheti, jsi můj přítel a jsi můj oddaný a můj přítel také."
So many people are worshipping me.
Tolik lidí mě uctívá.
Arjuna, you're my personal friend.
Arjuna, ty jsi můj osobní přítel.
Arjuna, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Arjuna, jo, samozřejmě.
No, practically there's no need to say it, but then Krishna says it to say why I'm speaking Bhagavad Gita to you, because you're my friend. He has so many devotees, but you're my friend, so I'm speaking Bhagavad Gita to you.
Tady prakticky není důvod, proč to vůbec říkat, ale Kršna to říkal, protože říkal Bhagavad Gita a chtěl vyjádřit, tady je tolik oddaných, ale ty jsi můj přítel. Proto tobě říkám Gitu.
There's one anecdote in Srila Prabhupada, narrated in Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita.
Tady je jeden příběh napsaný ve Srila Prabhupada Lilamritě.
This is in Delhi in 1967.
V Delhi v roce 1967.
Where Srila Prabhupada, after going to America, starting the Krishna Conscious Movement for health reasons, had returned to India.
Kde šel Prabhupada poté, co odjel do Ameriky a začal Kršny si vědomé hnutí, se vrátil do Indie ze zdravotních důvodů.
And one disciple there with him was Achyutananda.
A jeden žák s ním tam byl Achyutananda.
So Achyutananda recalled that one time Srila Prabhupada was sitting and talking for hours with one man.
Achyutananda vzpomíná, jak šel Prabhupada hodiny seděl a mluvil s jedním mužem.
In Hindi.
V Hindi.
And then afterwards, which Achyutananda didn't understand, but afterwards he asked Srila Prabhupada.
A později se Achyutananda ptal Srila Prabhupady.
He said, who was that? Was he your god brother?
Kdo to byl? To byl tvůj duchovní bratr?
No.
Ne.
Is he a swami?
On je swami?
No.
Ne.
Is he a relative of yours?
To je váš příbuzný?
No.
Ne.
Well, who was he?
Tak kdo to byl?
Prabhupada said, he was my friend.
On byl můj přítel.
Which it seems that the devotees hadn't thought that Prabhupada could have friends.
To vůbec nevypadalo pro toho oddaného, že by Prabhupada mohl mít přátele.
Because they simply related to him as a grandfatherly figure, spiritual master, swamiji.
Protože oni se k němu stahovali jako k někomu, jako je dědeček, swamiji, duchovní mistr.
It only later devotees came to realize that Srila Prabhupada had so many friends.
Až později si oddaní uvědomili, že Srila Prabhupada měl tolik přátel.
Even before he came to America.
Ještě předtím, než přijel do Ameriky.
One of Srila Prabhupada's disciples interviewed some of his friends before he came to America.
Jeden z žáků Srily Prabhupády dělal rozhovory s kamarády Srily Prabhupády.
And produced a book called Our Srila Prabhupada, A Friend to All.
A napsal knihu Náš Srila Prabhupád, přítel všech.
Srila Prabhupada was an individual person.
Srila Prabhupáda byl individuální osobou.
Seems like an obvious statement. Please don't sit with your back to the altar. It's not a bad idea to sit down also. Now you won't be my friend. Is it? You won't like me?
Teďka nebudete moji přáteli, že? Takže mě nebudete mít rádi.
Yeah, everyone is an individual person.
Každý je individuální osoba.
And naturally different people, they are attracted to certain kinds of people.
A přirozeně různí lidé jsou přitahováni různými jinými lidmi.
Certain people come together and naturally they're friends.
Někteří lidé přijdou dohromady a přirozeně se stávají přáteli.
And some people they just can't seem to get on with each other.
A někteří lidé se zdá, že spolu vůbec nedokážou vyjít.
Theoretically in Krishna consciousness we should all get on very well with each other.
Teoreticky bychom spolu všichni ve vědomí Kršny měli velice dobře vycházet.
And if we actually keep Krishna in the center, then there should be no problem.
A pokud skutečně necháme Kršnu uprostřed, tak tady by opravdu neměl být žádný problém.
But still we find that different people they gel with each other.
Ale
very well.
Stále tady vidíme, že různí lidé si navzájem tak nějak závidí.
Sometimes they call that the chemistry works.
Někdy se tomu říká, že ta chemie tam pracuje.
So even with Srila Prabhupada we see that Harikesh Swami who was traveling with Srila Prabhupada for months he noted that.
A občas vidíme u Srily Prabhupády Harikesh Swami, který se Srilou Prabhupádou cestoval měsíce, tak si toho všiml.
He once said that he almost envied Hari Shori because Prabhupada, another servant of Srila Prabhupada, because Srila Prabhupada would chat with Hari Shori and in a very friendly way, but with Harikesh it doesn't seem to work like that. Hare Krishna. I remember he said this once. Do you remember him ever saying that? He said that once on a Prabhupada disappearance festival in Vrindavan. I remember he said this. Do you remember him ever saying that? He probably wouldn't say that kind of thing usually.
Takže já si vzpomínám, jak Harikesh Maharaj říkal, že téměř jako záviděl Harishaurimu Prabhu, který, když byl se Šilou Prabhupádou, tak Šila Prabhupáda se k němu stahoval velice přátelsky, tak pěkně. A s Harikesh Maharajem to takhle nefungovalo.
It was quite an amazing lecture. It was only about one or two years after Prabhupada left.
To byla opravdu úžasná lekce, kde to Maharaj zmiňoval. To bylo asi dva roky potom, co Šila Prabhupáda opustil svět.
And he was talking about how Prabhupada kicked him out.
A mluvil o tom, jak ho Prabhupáda vykopl.
Prabhupada was putting so much pressure on him, and then Hare Krishna said, "I quit."
A Šila Prabhupáda mu dával tolik tlaku, a potom Hare Krishna Maharaj říká, "Já končím."
And Prabhupada said, "You can't quit. You're fired."
A Prabhupáda říká, "Ty nemůžeš skončit. Já tě vyhazuju."
And he told him, "Go and preach in Russia and Czechoslovakia and all those countries."
Běž kázat do Ruska a do Československa a tady do těch
zemí.
So many objections. A Hare Krishna Maharaj dával tolik námitek.
You can't get a visa, very severe government.
Já nemůžu dostat víza, tam je moc tvrdá vláda.
And in the end he said, well, there's nothing to eat except meat.
A nakonec říká, tam není co jíst, jenom maso.
And then Prabhupada said, well, eat meat, but go and preach.
A Prabhupada říká, no dobře, tak jest maso, ale běž kázat.
And then Hare Krishna was leaving and said, here, take this money. You need some money to get started. When he was leaving, Prabhupada gave him some money and said, here, you need some money to get started.
A když Hare Krishna Maharaj odcházel, tak Prabhupada mu dal nějaký peníze a tady máš něco, budeš potřebovat nějaký peníze, abys mohl začít.
And giving it as a loan, you have to give it back with interest.
A ti teda mám jako půjčku a ty to musíš vrátit s úrokem.
So he had a certain relationship, different relationships with everyone.
Takže máme různé vztahy s jinými lidmi, s různými lidmi.
But he said in that talk also that Prabhupada always seemed to be so hard with me and with Harishauri. He was very relaxed and he liked to talk with him for hours like this.
V té lekci říkal, no Prabhupada, tak on byl na mě vždycky tak tvrdý a s Harishaurim si tak hezky přátelsky povídali.
For most of it, now we all old men here, Jananda Maharaj, Manida Prabhu, myself, we're all old, respectable members of Srila Prabhupada's family.
A teďka my, co tady sedíme, Jananda Maharaj, Manida Prabhu, Bhakti Vikas Maharaj, tak my všichni jsme staří a úctyhodnými členy hnutí Hare Krishna.
We were all foot soldiers in Srila Prabhupada's movement.
My všichni jsme byli pěšáci v Prabhupádově hnutí.
We didn't have that privilege to be in Srila Prabhupada's personal retinue.
My jsme neměli to privilegium být v přímé přítomnosti Srily Prabhupády v nejbližších kruzích.
We all felt very much our relationship with Srila Prabhupada in service.
My všichni jsme cítili náš vztah se Srilou Prabhupádou skrze službu.
And that's still there.
A to tam pořád je?
And that's keeping us going.
A to je to, proč pokračujeme.
And by Srila Prabhupada's mercy we're having so many friends.
A Srila Prabhupádovou milostí máme tolik přátel.
Actually I spoke about Jananda Maharaj in a talk some time ago when I was talking about so many different devotees in England in when I first joined.
Ve skutečnosti jsem mluvil o Jananda Maharajovi před nějakým časem a v té lekci jsem mluvil o mnoha různých oddaných v Anglii, kteří tam byli, když jsem se připojil.
And then I spoke also about when we were in Malaysia together.
A také jsem mluvil o tom, jak jsme spolu byli v Malajzii.
Because one devotee had died and someone commented how everyone remembers them when they die, but you don't remember them when they're alive. So I thought, okay, I'll let me think of all the devotees who helped me so much in my early days and say some words of appreciation.
Protože někdo opustil tělo a jiný oddaný to komentoval, no vždycky na ně vzpomínáme, když opustí tělo, ale nikdo na ně nespomíná, dokud jsou tady. A tak na základě toho podmětu jsem začal vzpomínat na oddané, kteří mi hodně pomohli na začátku a snažil jsem se vyprodukovat nějaká slova ocenění.
So I was saying about friends, and it's my good fortune that at this camp, two of my very great friends, Jananda Maharaj and Manira Prabhu. I hope, yeah, you also, I hope you think of me as a friend. It's two way, right? It's not one way. You're my friend, but you hate me. It doesn't work like that.
Jsem velice rád, že dva z mých kamarádů tady jsou, Jananda Maharaj a Manidhar Prabhu, a také doufám, že je to oboustranné, že i já pro ně jsem přítelem, ne, že jako oni jsou pro mě přítelem, ale přitom mě nenávidí, takhle to nefunguje.
And with both of them, it was just like from the beginning, when we met and we just, boom, chemistry worked.
A s oběma to bylo hnedka od začátku, potkali jsme se a boom, chemie fungovala.
The reaction took place, and it wasn't an explosion.
Proběhla reakce a nebyla to exploze.
Anyway, the chemistry worked.
No, zkrátka chemie fungovala.
So I spoke about Jananda Maharaj previously, I like to speak a little bit about Manidhar Prabhu, even though you know him very well.
Trošku jsem mluvil, nebo mluvil jsem o Jananandovi Maharajovi a trochu o Manidhar Prabhuovi.
I think I first met you at a camp in Czech, right? Somewhere in Czech Republic.
Myslím, že jsme se poprvé potkali.
We first met at some one camp. You don't remember? I remember. Was it in Latvia? It was a festival somewhere. Okay. It was a festival in Latvia.
Poprvé jsme se potkali na festivale v Litvě.
And when I heard you were there, I was very eager to meet you.
A když jsem slyšel, že tam jsi, tak jsem byl velice dychtivý se s tebou potkat.
Because your reputation went before you.
Protože tvoje reputace šla daleko před tebou.
We used to get the we were doing book distribution in England in the 1970s and we used to get every week the World Sankirtan newsletter.
My jsme rozdávali knihy v Anglii a každý týden jsme dostávali výsledky z celého světa.
With all these scores of the book distributors and the temples from all over the world.
Se všemi těmi výsledky a chrámy z celého světa.
And we used to see that name Manida always on the top. Manida and Rohini Sutta, world number one.
A vždycky jsme tam nahoře viděli Manidhar a Rohini Sutta, to byli ti první.
So na světě. Wow. He's here. I got to get his association.
On je tady, já musím získat jeho společnost.
And I remember just when we met, exactly when we first met.
A vzpomínám si přesně, když jsme se poprvé setkali.
And I remember the look in your eye, even I remember.
A já si pamatuju pohled v tvých očích.
It was a look of great love and appreciation, even though I think you never, we never met, and you never, I don't know if you knew anything about me. All I knew is that you'd distributed so many books. That's all I knew about you.
To byl,
and there was an immediate.
To byl pohled plný lásky a ocenění, přestože jsme o sobě prakticky nic nevěděli, předtím jsme se nikdy nepotkali.
Instant rapport, you can say.
A jediné, co já jsem věděl o tobě, bylo, že rozdáváš hodně knih. Nevím, jestli jsi ty vůbec něco věděl o mně. Takže to byla okamžitá reakce.
Based on, well, the same outlook on life.
Na základě stejného úhlu pohledu na život.
Friends means you have things in common, shared values.
Přátelé znamená, máte společné věci, sdílíte hodnoty.
So with my friends we share attachment to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada.
Takže se s mými přáteli sdílíme připoutanost k lotosovým nohám Srily Prabhupády.
To Srila Prabhupada's vision.
Vize Srily Prabhupády. K jeho vizi připoutanost.
Keeping alive the vision that Srila Prabhupada had for, that we imbibed in the 1970s.
Držíme při životě tu vizi, kterou jsme získali od Srily Prabhupády v těch 70. letech.
A shared sense of the ridiculousness of everything in the material world.
Sdílený smysl pro zbytečnost všeho v hmotném světě.
And of course Manidhar Prabhu is famous for his never-ending enthusiasm for promoting the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's transcendental books.
Samozřejmě Manidhar Prabhu je známý svým nekonečným nadšením pro zdůrazňování, rozdávání knih Šrily Prabhupády.
Which I also do, but I'm not as fanatical as he is.
Což já taky dělám, ale nejsem tak fanatický jako on v tomto ohledu.
To be fanatic for a good thing is good.
Být fanatikem pro dobrou věc je dobré.
I just Krishna phobia. Srila Prabhupada was talking about that.
Krishna fobie. Srila Prabhupada o tom tak mluvil.
That Tamal Krishna Maharaj said that if anyone reads these books, they must know something about Krishna.
Když lidé čtou tyto knihy, oni něco musí vědět o Kršnovi.
There's no other subject in these books except Krishna.
Tam není žádné jiné téma v těchto knihách než Kršna.
So Prabhupada said Krishna phobia and he laughed.
Tak Prabhupada říká Kršna fobie a smál se.
He would sometimes say like this, if you get the infection of Krishna consciousness, you become infected and then you infect others. He would use these negative terms in a positive way.
Takhle to používáme. Někdo byl infikovaný Kršna vědomím, dostal infekci vědomí Kršny. Takhle používáme ty negativní pojmy v pozitivním smyslu.
So, we have a lot in common.
My máme mnoho společného.
Very different in many ways.
A také jsme velice odlišní v mnoha věcech.
But we're not interested, myself, Jananda Maharaj, we're not interested in getting lots of money for ourselves. We want lots of money, right, Jananda Maharaj? You want lots of money?
You won't say no if you give.
You just need about, how much now? Another, right now you need about 300,000 euros, or 400,000 euros, yeah, just now. Okay.
Takže my nemáme příliš mnoho peněz pro sebe.
Actually, I'm also interested. I also want lots of money.
Ale no,
so
snažíme se získat
myself.
Spoustu peněz pro Kršnu.
But we want for serving Krishna. For ourselves, we're not interested in amassing bank accounts or any such thing.
Sami pro sebe nemáme vůbec žádný zájem v tom zvyšovat svůj bankovní účet nebo něco takového, ale pro Kršnu.
Not very interested in living in very comfortable facilities.
Nezajímá nás žít ve velice komfortních domech.
But happy to be with friends.
Ale jsme velice šťastní, když jsme s přáteli.
So this festival is meant for Shravana Kirtana.
Takže tento festival je zamýšlen pro opěvování a naslouchání.
And that is the basis of our friendship.
A to jsou základy našich přátelství.
Not very comfortable facilities.
Not very.
He doesn't know what comfortable facilities means.
Nejsou to příliš komfortní, není to příliš komfortní prostředí.
You have to look it up in the dictionary and try and imagine what it means. It's something that you hear about.
Neví, co to znamená komfortní. Musí si to najít ve slovníku. Je to něco, o čem slyšel, snaží se si to představit.
For all of you, if you have enough space to sleep on, even if it's cold and hard, that's very comfortable.
Pro vás, když máte dostatek místa na to, abyste se vyspali, i když je to tvrdý a studený, tak je tam dost místa, tak je to dostatek komfortu.
So you've all come here knowing well that you won't get comfortable facilities.
Takže vy všichni sem přicházíte a dobře víte, že nebudete mít komfortní prostředí.
We're not deliberately trying to make it uncomfortable.
Nesnažíme se to cíleně dělat nekomfortní.
Some aspects of Indian culture we're not going to introduce.
Některé aspekty indické kultury nebudeme zavádět.
Such as the yogi's bed of thorns. We're not going to do that.
Ty jogínské lože ze hřebíků.
But it's very basic.
Ale je to
very basic facilities.
Velice jednoduché prostředí.
So there's no happiness here except hearing and chanting about Krishna in the association of friends.
Takže tady není žádné jiné štěstí než štěstí, které pochází z naslouchání a opěvování Kršny ve společnosti přátel.
And it's a very favorable situation for developing friendship in Krishna consciousness.
Je to velice příznivá atmosféra pro rozvinutí přátelství ve vědomí Kršny.
There's hearing and chanting. There's a lot of service to do also.
Je tady naslouchání, opěvování a také mnoho služby.
By that service we bond our friendship.
Tou službou svazujeme svá přátelství.
Working together to serve Krishna.
Společně pracujeme, abychom sloužili Kršnovi.
It's a very good project.
Je to velice dobrý projekt.
It's astonishing in one way that.
Je to úplně ohromující.
While the whole world is trying to get more and more comfort and facilities, you have
Zatímco celý svět se snaží získat více a více komfortu a toho příznivého prostředí
you
materiálně.
Who have the all opportunity to pursue the possibility of getting more money and more comforts have left all of that.
Vy, kdo máte veškeré prostředky k tomu, abyste se snažili honit za vším tím komfortem a tak dále, tak vy jste to všechno opustili.
Those of you who are living here have deliberately accepted a very basic and simple life.
Vy, kdo tady žijete, tak jste cíleně přijali velice jednoduchý základní život.
Because you know that everything in this material world amounts to nothing.
Protože dobře víte, že všechno v tomto hmotném světě se změní v nic.
Real life is with devotees in Krishna consciousness.
Skutečný život je s oddanými ve vědomí Kršny.
So you're raising families here in a very basic and simple way.
Vychovávat rodinu tady velice jednoduchým a základním způsobem.
Of course, raising a family, it's not such an unusual thing. It's becoming an unusual thing.
Samozřejmě vychovávat rodinu není až tak neobvyklá věc, ale stává se to neobvyklou věcí.
In the very strange age we live in which people, children are raised not in families as we know them.
Ve velice zvláštním věku, ve kterém žijeme, tak děti nejsou vychovávány v rodinách, tak jak je známe.
Raised with a single mother or a single father or two homosexuals.
Jsou vychováváni se samotnou matkou nebo se samotným otcem nebo s dvěma homosexuály.
So this project and all these projects, they are declaring to the world how human life should be lived.
Tyto projekty, tento a ostatní projekty, tak vyhlašují nebo ukazují světu, jak by měl být lidský život žitý.
On this principle, nayang deho deha bhajang nirloke, this principle.
Na základě tohoto principu.
This Rishabhadev spoke this to his sons.
Rishabhadev toto řekl svým synům.
The eldest was Bharat.
Nejstarším byl Bharat.
Who was householder, kshatriya, king.
Což byl hospodář, kšatria, král.
Who kshatriyas are expected to live in opulence.
Kšatriové, u nich se předpokládá, že budou žít v bohatství.
With lot of they take a lot of responsibility.
Přijímají spoustu zodpovědnosti.
So Bharat, he was a householder, but he knew the principle.
Takže Bharat byl hospodář, ale znal ten princip tapo divyam.
And eventually he left his family life.
A nakonec on opustil svůj rodinný život.
So we're not recommending that now for the young grihasthas.
Tak to nedoporučujeme teď mladým grihasthům.
But it is good in youth, that means in the between the age of 20 and 30 for men to marry, have children.
Ale v mládí, v tom věku mezi 25 a 30 lety, je dobré pro muže, aby se oženil a měl děti.
And then when they're still not very old, then they can think of retiring, vanaprastha life.
A potom, když nejsou příliš staří, tak můžou přemýšlet nad důchodem, nad vanaprastha životem.
Husband and wife can withdraw from so much family involvement and concentrate wholly and solely on Krishna consciousness.
Manžel a manželka se mohou stáhnout z toho rodinného zapletení a plně se věnovat službě Kršnovi.
How to be careful not to be entrapped by the fantasy of family enjoyment.
Musíme být opatrní, abychom nebyli chyceni tou představou rodinného požitku.
Children require a loving, happy environment.
Děti vyžadují láskyplné, šťastné prostředí.
But devotees should also know that this is my service to raise children.
A oddaní by měli dobře vědět, toto je moje služba pro to, abych vychovával děti.
But everything in this world is temporary.
Ale všechno v tomto světě je dočasné.
So we shouldn't be overly enamored by the happiness of family life.
Takže bychom neměli být až příliš pohrouženi do toho štěstí rodinného života, přes příliš.
Actually, Marnita, he can speak on this more than I can. He's very, very strong on this point.
Ve skutečnosti Manidar Prabhu by mohl říci mnohem víc tady o tom bodu, protože no, je velice silný v tomto bodu.
Don't scare you, but anyway, you all know him.
Nechci vás děsit, ale vy ho stejně všichni znáte.
He manages to do it in a way that you're all laughing.
A dokáže to dělat takovým způsobem, že se všichni smějí.
But you love him still.
Ale pořád ho milujete.
Because he loves all of you.
Protože on miluje všechny z vás.
He loves all the devotees who are really at grassroots level practicing Krishna consciousness.
On opravdu miluje všechny ty oddané, kteří takovým základním způsobem praktikují vědomí Kršny.
He knows the struggles that you're going through.
On velice dobře zná ty těžkosti, kterými procházíte.
It's a great credit for anyone in this age to maintain a family and remain steady in Krishna consciousness.
Je to velký kredit pro každého, kdo dokáže vychovávat nebo udržovat rodinu a přitom zůstat vědomí si Kršny.
It's not easy to raise a family, be steady in family life.
Není jednoduché vychovávat rodinu a být stálý v rodinném životě.
And it's not easy to remain steady in Krishna consciousness.
A není jednoduché být stálý ve vědomí Kršny.
And when you combine the two things, it becomes exponentially more difficult.
A když zkombinujeme tyto dvě věci dohromady, tak se to stává exponenciálně obtížnějším.
So it's a great credit for those who are taking both responsibilities and doing it very well.
Velký kredit pro všechny, kdo přijímají obě zodpovědnosti a dělají je správně.
Being responsible householders.
Být zodpovědným hospodářem.
And steady and remaining enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness.
A být stálým a zůstat nadšeným ve vědomí Kršny.
This festival is another gift from Srila Prabhupada.
Tento festival je další dar od Srila Prabhupády.
That we have so many friends is a gift of Srila Prabhupada.
Že máme tolik přátel, to je dar Srila Prabhupády.
And friends on a very high level.
A přátelé na velmi vysoké úrovni.
No doubt the people in the local villages all have friends.
Bez pochyb lidé v těchto místních vesnicích všichni mají přátele.
Drinking friends.
Přátelé, se kterými popíjejí.
There's a phrase in English, drinking friends, the people you go to the pub with and drink with.
Tady je fráze v angličtině. Pijící přítel, ten, kdo, s kým jdete do hospody a pijete s ním.
Can't translate all these things. He's
on tomu prostě nerozumí.
Can't imagine all these things.
Musí si to představovat.
I've after so many years of trying to practice Krishna consciousness, I still think about these things. He's forgotten it already.
Já po tolika letech praxe, tak si pořád mě ty věci přitahují a on už to všechno zapomněl a musí si to představovat.
But we're all here together by Srila Prabhupada's mercy.
Ale my všichni jsme tady milostí Srila Prabhupády.
All friends.
Všichni přátelé.
We like to be friends.
A my jsme rádi, že jsme přátelé.
Sometimes in Vaishnav society there's some tension also.
Občas ve vaishnavské společnosti tam je taky nějaké tření.
But we should remember that we're here to serve Srila Prabhupada and he's very happy when he sees that we're all together serving.
Ale měli bychom pamatovat na to, že jsme tady kvůli Šrilovi Prabhupádovi a on je velice šťastný, když nás vidí sloužit společně.
Of course, most of you here are the level of disciples, either my disciples or disciples of Jananda Maharaj or others, or on the level of disciples, or coming newly to Krishna consciousness.
Samozřejmě většina z nás tady je, nebo z vás, na úrovni žáků, mojich žáků, nebo žáků Jananandy Maharaja, nebo dalších.
And it's very kind of you that you offer some nice facilities and serve us.
A je to velice pěkné od vás, že nabízíte pěkné prostředí a službu.
But at least I can say for myself, I'm not so high above you all.
Ale aspoň sám za sebe mohu říct, já nejsem až tak vysoko nad vámi.
When Srila Prabhupada is here, at least it seemed to me like that in among Srila Prabhupada's disciples, some were definitely much bigger, some myself, newcomer, very small.
Aspoň sám za sebe můžu říct, když jsem byl v přítomnosti Srily Prabhupády, tak tady byli někteří jeho žáci, kteří byli podstatně větší než ostatní a někdo jako já, kdo nově přišel, tak byli zase to menšího kalibru.
But Srila Prabhupada was far, far above us all. That was my vision anyway.
Ale Srila Prabhupada, tak ten byl o hodně dál než my všichni.
But it's not the same between you and me because we're all practicing pretty much on the same level. I'm a little bit ahead of you in years.
Ale to není stejné mezi mnou a vámi, protože my všichni praktikujeme víceméně na stejné úrovni. Já jsem trošku napřed o pár let.
And as a natural duty in Krishna consciousness, then just like the children become parents, so the disciples they become gurus.
A přirozeně tak jako děti se stávají rodičemi, tak žáci se stávají guruji.
But I see many of you are doing extraordinary service.
Já vidím, že mnoho z vás dělá úplně výjimečnou službu.
This whole project it's manifested and maintained and going forward by all of you.
Tento projekt, tak ten je manifestovaný a pokračuje dál vámi všemi.
But at the same time you have to recognize the Sankirtan Prabhu's amazing role in all of this.
Ale zároveň musíme rozpoznat úžasnou roli Sankirtan Prabhu v tomto celém.
In leading the book distribution,
vede rozdávání knih,
getting this project going,
umožňuje, aby tenhle projekt pokračoval.
Savyasachi Prabhu in India is doing similar amazing service overseeing farm projects and so many devotees. Whatever problems I have, I just give them to him.
Savyasachi Prabhu dělá prakticky to stejné v Indii, dohlíží na tolik projektů a vede oddané a jakékoliv problémy já mám, tak je dávám prostě jemu.
I just tell him you deal with it.
A řeknu mu, postarej se o to.
And he does.
A on se o to postará.
It's amazing. So what devotees are doing.
To je úžasné.
So many devotees, what you're all doing.
Co
od you're all great personalities.
To je opravdu velké osobnosti.
Jai Krishna Bhaji Shri Boro Chatur. Whoever worships Krishna is a very great intelligent personality.
Každý, kdo uctívá Kršnu, je opravdu velká inteligentní osobnost.
So you're all friends.
Takže vy všichni jste přátelé.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he once, at least once, addressed his disciples.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur alespoň jednou oslovil své žáky.
As my friends, protectors from dangers, protecting me from all dangers.
Moji přátelé, co mě ochraňujete od všeho nebezpečí.
So we need the association of devotees.
My potřebujeme společnost oddaných.
to we all need each other.
Potřebujeme se navzájem.
To help us all to help us carry on all together.
Abychom si navzájem pomáhali pokračovat dál.
Coming here I was thinking that we're going to have some good kirtans here.
Když jsem přijížděl, tak jsem si říkal, tady budeme mít dobrý kirtany.
Some devotees may wonder how can you live here it's so austere in the especially in the winter so austere.
Někteří oddaní tak přemýšlí, jak tady můžete žít, to je tak odříkavý, obzvlášť zimě, to je tak odříkavý.
One major reason is the kirtan.
Jeden hlavní důvod je kirtan.
What do you think?
Co myslíte?
Am I right?
Co myslíte? Mám pravdu?
Yes.
I'm thinking of doing kirtan with Dharanidhara, Kanai Thakur.
Přemýšlím nad kirtany s Dharanidharou a Kanai Thakurem.
Just looking to see how high the ceiling is.
Tak schválně, jak je vysoko ten strop.
It's good you put this. That's meant for insulation, I guess, huh?
To je dobrý, že jste tam dali tady tu ochranu. Ve skutečnosti je to tam proto, abychom neviděli nepříliš hezký design nad tím.
I also think it's better than having a hard, solid ceiling for people crash their heads into.
Já jsem si taky říkal, že je to lepší než tvrdý strop, o který si akorát rozbijete hlavu.
Some of you could jump that high, huh?
Někteří z vás by mohli vyskočit tak vysoko, ne?
That will come naturally in the kirtan.
To přijde přirozeně v kirtanu.
That kirtan we had in Linz, that was really that's like what I consider is really just how a Harinam Sankirtan in Europe should be.
Takový kirtan jsme měli v Linci. A takhle přesně já přemýšlím nad tím, jaký by měl být Harinam Sankirtan v Evropě.
What, 3 years ago? You all came to Germany and then we went to Linz in Austria and had a...
Před 3 lety všichni jste přijeli do Německa a potom jsme jeli společně do Rakouska.
Recently we had Harinam in Canterbury in England, a very historic city, and Jnanananda Maharaj had just been doing Harinam Sankirtan there 2 weeks before, I believe.
A nedávno jsme měli Harinam v Canterbury, což je historické město v Anglii, a Jnanananda Maharaj tam předtím dělal Harinam o 2 týdny dříve.
I also remember from one of my very first remembrances in Krishna consciousness is the look in your eyes in kirtan in Bhaktivedanta Mana, look of just complete happiness.
Jedna z mých prvních vzpomínek ve vědomí Kršny, tak to je tvůj pohled v kirtanu v Bhaktivedanta Manoru a to byl pohled úplného štěstí.
And still see that and sharing it with others.
A pořád ho tam vidím a jak to sdílíš s ostatními.
So that's what we're here for, to have a good time.
A to je, proč jsme přijeli, abychom se bavili.
When we don't think about having our own happiness and we simply think how we can serve Krishna in the association of devotees, then so much bliss.
Když nepřemýšlíme nad svým vlastním štěstím, ale přemýšlíme nad tím, jak sloužit Kršnovi ve společnosti oddaných.
Tandera charana sevi. How many times Srila Prabhupada quoted this? Tandera charana sevi bhakta sanivas janam ejanam ehoi ei obilash.
Potom přichází tolik štěstí. Kolikrát Srila Prabhupada citoval tady toto?
Which means serving the lotus feet of the 6 Goswamis.
Což znamená služba lotosovým nohám 6 Gosvámích.
Living with the devotees.
Žít s oddanými.
This is my desire. Life after life.
To je moje touha, život za životem.
Sadhu Sangha Krishna Nam Eimatru Chai Sangsha Jinite Ar Kono Vastu Nai. Associating with devotees, chanting the holy names of Krishna, that's it for crossing over material existence.
Združovat se s oddanými, zpívat svatá jména Kršny, a to je všechno, proto abychom překročili hmotnou existenci.
So that's it. That's what we're doing here.
Tak to je to, co děláme tady.
No sense gratification.
Žádný smyslový požitek.
The senses are gratified in Krishna's service.
Smysly jsou uspokojené ve službě Kršnovi.
The tongue is satisfied with delicious prasadam.
Jazyk je uspokojený úžasným prasádam.
And chanting the holy names of Krishna.
A zpíváním svatých jmen Kršny.
The mind is satisfied by being with so many devotees who's all in harmony, not clashing brainwaves.
Uspokojena ve společnosti tolika oddaných, kteří jsou v harmonii, ne že se spolu pořád hádají.
The eyes are satisfied by seeing Radha Krishna in Vrindavan.
Oči jsou uspokojeny tím, že vidí Radha Krishnu ve Vrindavanu.
The smiling faces of the devotees.
Usměvavé tváře oddaných.
In this way all the senses are satisfied.
Tímto způsobem všechny smysly jsou uspokojeny.
Bhakti means to engage the senses in the service of the senses, of the master of the senses.
Bhakti znamená zaměstnat smysly ve službě vládci smyslu.
So that is the Bhajahure mantra, starting with the mind. Put the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. And then engage all the senses in shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, vandanam, and so on.
Takhle to je Bhajahure mantra. Začínáme smyslí, tu položíme na lotosové nohy Kršny a potom všechny ostatní smysly zaměstnáme ve shravanam, kirtanam a tak dále.
So it's proposed that in the next few days we're going to have in this afternoon session questions and answers which you can write on a piece of paper.
Takže ohlášeno, že v následujících dnech v tomto odpoledním čase budeme mít čas na otázky a odpovědi, tak je můžete napsat na papír.
We need a box for that.
Na to budeme potřebovat krabici.
Can arrange that. And you can write it in whichever language is convenient for you.
Můžete to napsat v jakémkoliv jazyce, pro vás příjemné.
And then we three will take the questions.
A potom my tři budeme odpovídat na ty otázky.
How about that? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Shall we sing another kirtan? Yes, let's do that. What's one that everyone knows? Or you all have your phone, you can get it in your phone. Do you have song sheets or song books?
You're getting ready with your song. I was just thinking when you were saying that nobody knows their neighbor.
Okay, have a mic? Do you have a mic for Maharaj?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
If it's in the mic, it's recorded also, so that's better.
When you were talking about the
it's working.
It does work?
Yeah.
Because I'll speak quietly if it works. So when you were talking about neighbors not knowing your neighbor even though you live together, this is a phenomenon which has taken place, by the way, in the last 60 or 70 years.
Když jsi mluvil tady o tom, že se
it wasn't like that in the 1950s.
Sousedi a přátelé neznají.
I was brought up in a street. Nobody locked their doors. You could go into anyone's house.
In a town.
In a town, in the city center.
To trvá asi 60
let. Everyone knew each other. If anyone was sick, the whole street would be up for you. It was a very different situation.
Dříve lidé
vůbec. Nobody had a car. No one had a TV. No one had a phone. No one had a motorbike.
That was England.
I could walk into anyone's house. They'd give me a drink. Make me feel like I was one of their own kids.
Když já jsem vyrůstal, tak nikdo ani nezamykal dveře tam prostě když.
That was about 70 years ago.
And we were just discussing that if any kid on the street misbehaved, then any one man or woman could just give them a slap around the ears, and that would be considered absolutely proper to do that.
And then if the parents found out what had happened, they give him another slap around the ear.
That was considered proper.
For disrespecting one of the neighbors.
Yeah.
It was a different situation.
Different situation.
Very
and this
different.
Was in the Malaya West.
We all lived
West,
in the same kind of semi. It was a poverty. No, it wasn't poverty stricken, but it was low class, poor, fairly working class, low class area. So people had something in common then. It wasn't just the pub. But they had social interaction together as well.
They struggled together.
They struggled together, and they were always up to help each other, you know, and everyone was, we knew everything that was happening in all the houses, basically. Well, not everything, but, you know, all the news, sicknesses or any problems that were going on. It was everyone's concern. It was a different mood.
Mm.
Now, as you say, nobody really cares less.
The whole society has become so impersonal.
Yeah, modern technology has brought this on rapidly.
Mm. That's why it's very important in these projects not to have modern technology, as I say, as I'm speaking. Just, we can use it with just like the wood is used to make an axe handle for cutting the wood.
But don't forget you'll lose it also. You may use it, but you'll eventually lose it unless you have proper relationships and proper understanding of the purpose of life. You'll have nothing. Lose everything you depend on.
Proto je důležité, abychom tady v těchto projektech neměli tu moderní techniku. Můžeme ji použít v tom smyslu, jako když vyrobíme ze dřeva sekeru, se kterou potom pokácíme ten strom, tak, ale neměli bychom ji jako zneužívat, moderní technologii.
I just want to add that actually, if you want some find some traces of that in Czech, then you have to go to the villages. Those who go on Sankirtan, they know. And I have a personal experience, very intense experience, from these areas where I travel and reside. It's still like that you will be very intensely noticed as a person. And
Slovakia, maybe even more so.
It's of course, when you are local, you speak the language. That's like quite important. But I could tell you now stories. You may, Maharaj, not believe that. But I get on a road, people coming out of nowhere, not knowing me, telling me their lives or sharing lives with me. I know area close to Prague. I cannot walk through. Normal walk would take me 15 minutes. But if there are people there, it takes me 2 hours. Because I have to stop with everybody and listen and talk. So it still exists in some areas. Mm. But under very specific circumstances. Regarding cities, even small cities, it's all gone. It's all erased. But in the small villages, you find still this.
Cities. I was in a city called Birmingham. You probably have heard of Birmingham.
Birmingham in England?
Yeah. And on Rath Theatre.
Birmingham in Alabama also?
No, England. And we were at Rath Theatre Festival maybe 10 years ago. And I arrived there and going to go from there to Scotland in with the Sankirtan party. And I put all my bags in their vehicle. And then went to the Rath Theatre. They parked their vehicle near the Rath Theatre. So then at the Rath Theatre Festival at the end, when we came back, there's more to it, just briefly, we came back to the van, someone had broken into the vehicle and all my bags are gone. And I just purchased like a lot of things in America. I just come from America for some devotees in England, all gone. Expensive technology, which they'd asked me to purchase, all disappeared. And, aside from the emotional factor, we never found it, and it was like quite a shock, your suitcase, all your computers, everything gone. And the police came and made a report, said, this happens all the time around here, there's nothing you can do about it. So we were about to leave after 2 or 3 hours of report, it was like 9 o'clock at night, and suddenly there was a telephone call, there was a police constable on the phone. And he asked if there was somebody of a certain name, John Carter or something, and is this Mr. John Carter? And it was. And there's another boy with me. His name was John Carter, see? And they found his bag. The police had found his bag. And they said, well, we might have some of your stuff if you want to come over. So we went over to the police station, and after some time, sure enough, one by one, everything came out. The computers, the cameras, everything was there except for all the devotional things like cartels. All that was missing. tilak missing, sushi kits missing. Only the valuable stuff from the material point of view was there. So I said, was there anything else there where you found it? They said there was a lot of stuff. You know, there were junkies, there was drugs, all kinds of stuff. So he took me there, and there were the dhotis and the underwear and everything else. We managed to salvage most of it. But the thing was that I was talking to the police constable. He said, life is so horrible now. He said, it's horrible. He said, he was an elderly man, maybe 60 years old. And he said, when I was a young officer, I knew everyone on the block. He was a friend to all the people. You know how it was? When the policeman in the old days, he was a friend to all the community. Everyone was a friend to him. It was like a part of the family. He said, now I know nobody in this city. We just drive around in vehicles and it's horrible. You know, it's like you're an enemy of all the people, practically speaking. He said when he was a young man, as a constable, he was very happy going around the beat. He knew all the kids. All the kids would come to him. He knew everybody in the neighborhood. It was a local cop, you know. It's such a different thing how society has changed now. Anyway, we got it all back. He said that's the first time in a year, 1 in 10,000, this happens. It's a miracle. But besides that, it was his vision of being a policeman and what it's like today compared to what it was 50 or 40 years ago. Complete change.
Mm.
Depersonalization.
Modern society is making us more and more miserable. There are so many stories like this. I remember once you told me that you met a lawyer in Sweden. Manila, you told me. You don't remember, but I remember you told me. And he was an older man, and he said that when he was a younger man, the lawyers weren't much needed. People would do, like they'd sell a car or something, and they'd just shake hands. There was no legal agreement needed. But nowadays you have to, everything has to be in writing because people cheat each other all the time. Just a handshake, enough. Deal. You say the word is given, shake the hand, and it's deal.
Actually, if you want to find out the state of society, sometimes very interesting to speak to a policeman because they are at the core.
They're very afraid to speak to you because
they are at the core, and they really get to know it every day.
They used to know everything. They didn't need to do like today. All the neighbors, anyone in the neighborhood would tell the policeman exactly what's going on. It wasn't like he had to, you know, pry into people's private lives. They were eager to assist the policeman. He was a respected man.
The small village in Czech I was living, the neighbors told me when they grew up, in the whole area around 20 kilometers, there was one policeman, and he was so known, and he had a big old motorbike, you know, this loud, heavy motorbike. And they said, just the sound of the motorbike, the thieves were running. He said, he never investigated. He came in, he knew immediately what's going on. He beat up the culprit, you know, got him in jail. And it was always the motorbike. They could even hear the motorbike and they were all running. And everybody loved the man.
Yeah. One kirtan, we can sing. What do you all know? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koro Mori. All right, we'll sing that then. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Toma bina ke dayalu jagat sansare. Toma bina ke dayalu jagat sansare. Patita pavana hetu tava avata. Patita pavana hetu tava avata. Moshama patita prabhu na pai bea. Moshama patita prabhu na pai bea. Ha ha prabhu nityananda premananda sukhi. Ha ha prabhu nityananda premananda sukhi. Kripa bala kanakaro ami boro duki. Kripa bala kanakaro ami boro duki. Jaya karo sitapati adaita goshai. Jaya karo sitapati adaita goshai. Shai Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai. Tava kripa bale pai chaitanya nitai. Ha ha Swarup Sanatan Rupa Raghuna Hatha Yoga Shri Jivaha Prabhu Lokana Daya Kara Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivas Ramachandra Sangha Mage Narottama Das Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Gaya Karamare Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Gaya Karamare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay.